At the sound of Miles' voice, the woman had started slightly and her cheeks had flushed. She was trembling now. She stood still during an impressive pause of several moments, then slowly lifted up her head and looked into Hendon's eyes with a stony and frightened gaze. The blood sank out of her face, drop by drop, till nothing remained but the gray pallor of death. Then she said in a voice as dead as the face, "I know him not," and turned with a moan and a stifled sob and tottered out of the room. Miles Hendon sank into a chair and covered his face with his hands. After a pause, his brother said to the servants,
"You have observed him? Do you know him?"
They shook their heads. Then the master said,
"The servants know you not, sir. I fear there is some mistake. You have seen that my wife knew you not."
"Thy wife!" In an instant Hugh was pinned to the wall with an iron grip about his throat. "Oh, thou fox-hearted slave, I see it all! Thou'dst writ the lying letter thyself, and my stolen bride and goods are its fruit! There, now get thee gone, lest I shame mine honorable soldiership with the slaying of so pitiful a mannequin!" Hugh, red-faced and almost suffocated, reeled to the nearest chair and commanded the servants to seize and bind the murderous stranger. They hesitated, and one of them said,
"He is armed, Sir Hugh, and we are weaponless."
"Armed? What of it? And ye be so many? Upon him, I say."
But Miles warned them to be careful what they did, and added, "Ye know me of old. I have not changed. Come on, an it like you." This reminder did not hearten the servants much. They held back.
"Then go, ye paltry cowards, and arm yourselves and guard the doors while I send to fetch the watch," said Hugh.
He turned at the threshold and said to Miles,
"You'll find it to your advantage to offend not with useless endeavors at escape."
"Escape! Spare thyself discomfort, and that is all that troubles thee. For Miles Hendon is master of Hendon Hall and all its belongings. He will remain, doubt it not."